brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is hour number two, ladies and gentlemen. Reverend Manning is joining us, then Christina Ebersold and Judge Andrew Napolitano. We're continuing with your phone calls right now. Let's go to who's up next here? I guess that would be Matt in Minnesota. You're on the air, Matt. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I had a couple quick comments, one regarding Arizona and one regarding Glenn Beck. I think Arizona, this new legislation they passed, I think the Obama administration and the rest of his minions see it as a major threat because they realize that the rest of the slaves in this nation, you know, might realize the full potential of states' rights.
That's a states' rights rebellion, and there are so many ways for the states to constitutionally stand up. The problem is this is one of the three things the federal government's actually empowered to do. But again, if they're not doing their duty, we have an inherent right that falls back to the people to protect our nation from crime. And the way the media is spinning it, saying they're going to have checkpoints to grab illegals, they're going to try to make them victims. The way this law is really written, it just says if they pull people over for drunk driving or whatever it is, and they find out they're illegal, then they're to take them to jail. And that's what the states are supposed to do. I mean, if state police or local police catch somebody committing a federal crime, it's their job to take them into jail. So I don't think it's unconstitutional. But the way the media is putting it out there and the way they're phrasing it, they're going to have the feds come after it as if it's unconstitutional.
Yeah, they're definitely playing the race card. And illegal immigrants is not a race. It's a crime. But that's what they're
Well, it just so happens 80% is from Mexico, though. But yes. In fact, I wish it was a European country that bordered us that was doing this, because then we would have fixed this problem a long time ago. But you're not allowed to do that because the media gets to play the race card.
Okay. One quick comment. I listened to the Glenn Beck show just this Monday, and I was pretty surprised. He said, quote, we are heading for world government, a new world order, and nobody's doing anything about it, not even the Republicans. And he used the term New World Order about five times.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time to monitor him, but the word is he's gotten a lot better lately. So I think his listeners are pressuring him to stop whitewashing.
Yeah, he actually said the New World Order is a fact. And I'm just like, well, that's great you came out and saw that, Glenn, but what are you going to do about that? And
well,
you know,
here's the deal. Limbaugh still makes jokes about world government. And, you know, if Limbaugh for the last 20 years would have been telling the truth about this, they would have never gotten away with it. If conservatives knew the truth, but conservatives were taught that it was like a religious belief to be a conservative, that there's no world government and there is no big banking cartel. Well, look at the banking cartel now. They've robbed us, and they're the ones calling for a world government that we pay taxes to. There's no more time to screw around. And so Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity all need to be pressured to come completely clean with everything. I mean, I had Nightline here yesterday, and I had to have arguments with them that world government's being set up, and I started trying to show them Herman Von Rumpy and other clips, and they would just then fall back and say, well, isn't that just countries working together? No, it's a bunch of private banks creating a global corporate government. I mean, there's no wiggle room. It's 100%, and I'm tired of being called a kook because I'm trying to defend this country. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's understandable. Yeah, I agree. I was listening to Limbaugh this week, too, and he's basically sitting there defending the whole Goldman Sachs thing, too. I mean, he's defending them. So,
that's his big problem. I know. Yeah, he calls it free market. No, it's not free market to sell somebody a car and to tell them that you know, the engine has no problems when you know full well it's going to break down 5 miles after they leave. So, I mean, it's fraud. Fraud is not free market.
Yep. Hey, and one last comment. I just wanted to say your videos you did when you had that interview with CNN, that was awesome, and I thought that was one of the greatest things you ever did.
Yeah, I didn't shoot anything with the interview with Nightline yesterday. I probably should have. I just got too tired. Plus, I'm having my yearly allergy attack right now in the springtime, so I'm kind of out of it. Thanks a lot, buddy. We'll be right back.
most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, she's a movie star, a television star, and also a top Broadway star. Christina Ebersole got fondled by the TSA. She'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. She called me almost in tears from the airplane after she'd gone through the ordeal this weekend. She'll tell the story here first coming up next hour. And then Judge Andrew Napolitano will be joining us in the second half of the final hour today. For the next 45 minutes, we've got Reverend Manning with us, Reverend James David Manning, atlah.org, A-T-L-A-H.org. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Reverend Manning has really drawn our attention in the last year or so, really eloquently exposing Barry Sitaro, Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barack Obama. Look, we know he was born in Kenya. All the evidence points at that. We know it's a fake birth certificate receipt that they put out. But we know 100% bona fide proven, because we can't 100% prove the other, 99%. That he did give up his U.S. citizenship, he did become an Indonesian citizen, his real name is Barry Sitaro, and that's now suddenly been in Newsweek and British newspapers, and they just put it out there like it's no big deal. This guy has got a CIA-connected mother with these big foundations and working for Geithner's dad. He's got a classic CIA-type background, and that's what Reverend Manning is working on with his influential church in New York. In Harlem, And he's been doing research on that. He's going to have, a public trial, citizen trial to put this evidence on. So I wanted him to go over some of that evidence today with us. He is the chief pastor of OTLA, that stands for All the Land Anointed Holy World Missionary Church in New York City. And we really appreciate him coming on with us today. Good to have you here, Reverend.
Alex, thank you so very much for having me on your broadcast today.
Well, there's so much going on here, but, I mean, let's cut right to the chase. I've seen a lot of evidence that he is an intelligence operative, and we know his real name is Barry Sotero, and we have a president who has a fake name, so it just gets worse and worse. How did you begin to research his CIA connections? Of course, they've been secretive about his college records, unlike any other president we've had. Break it down for us.
Well, I to answer the question bluntly, is that the information was brought to me back in 2009 regarding the CIA connection. And when I first was made aware of it, I said, I'm not going to promote this or talk about it because it makes him look like he's a patriot, having served America during the time of the Soviet Union invasion in Afghanistan and the Mujahideens who were trying to stave off the Russian invasion. Needed some help, but the American forces could not go in, troops could not go in on the ground and assist. So the CIA does what it does so proficiently is that they formed a mercenary, if you will, type of a covert operation with arms and logistics and with training for the Mujahideen. And Obama was integral in that. They recruited him out of Occidental College when he was just a sophomore there, recognizing that he had Muslim experience. He speaks an Islamic language, by the way. And he was perfect for going into Afghanistan, not in that Pakistan area, in as much as that, I mean, if you put taking angles to the CIA agent, put him up there in that area of Afghanistan, Pakistan, they stand out like a sore thumb. Obama proved to be very, very helpful to the Mujahideens.
And I would just interrupt and add that Arab television and others have marveled that his diction and his pronunciation of Arabic is better than most Arabs. I mean, this guy is highly trained.
No doubt about it. He's extremely well-versed, and he was extremely helpful. I mean, he played a major role in helping to turn that war around, and ultimately the Mujahideens were able to defeat the Soviet Union. They later became the Taliban, which Obama was integral in organizing. But he was a great asset to the Afghan and to the CIA and American people.
Okay, what evidence do you have of this?
Well, I can only state that, as I stated there, Alex, I'm just not able to go beyond that, but I'm going to demonstrate in that trial that we do have substantial evidence on this matter.
Well, I mean, I know he was in Pakistan, he was in Afghanistan, he had his records have been sealed, he had all these different names he was using. Now, we know his mother was involved in intelligence at some level, so through these foundations. So, I mean, I see evidence there on the surface. But you're saying you have been given bonafide, bulletproof evidence. I mean, tell us what you can about the evidence without getting into it. But you know, I mean, why this evidence is so documented?
One of the things that I think that we have that's most telling is that he was not a student in the traditional or the non-traditional way at Columbia University or Columbia College for 2 years, as he states that he was, and they awarded him and conferred upon him a degree. He was not there. Under any circumstance can he demonstrate that he was there. I think that what we can demonstrate is that he made a statement, which was not a part of his dreams from his father's book or any other statement during the campaign, that he traveled to Pakistan in 1981. Now, I've spoken to several other people who were part of the Marxist Club in Occidental who identified Obama with several friends from the Pakistan-Afghanistan area, and I believe it was those people who introduced Obama. None of these people have ever uttered one word about their college friend, about the person who's now gone on to become president, this guy, Shahol Siddiqui, another person, Philip Bourne, they've not uttered one word in a two-year period about this individual, Obama, and he's gone on to become president. You can't get an interview out of them, but they certainly were integral in introducing him to become to part of the Afghan Mujahideen Defense Forces.
Well, we know that Tony Blair, and this has been declassified, was MI6. And we know that they do get people, in fact, the new film Ghost Rider is basically about Tony Blair being CIA. And that's the main reason they went ahead and picked up Roman Polanski. I was first told that by an actor who knows some of these people. Now it's, I went and saw the film. It's amazing. But it separately has been for the last 5 years in mainstream British news that he was MI6. So that fits the model of how they get them in college and then groom them to be prime ministers, to be presidents. But I mean, separate from that, you're saying you have, I mean, well, tell us about this trial. And I mean, and you're saying you have witnesses, you have documents. I mean, when is this trial coming? What's going to happen?
I think the other thing that we need to make note of, not only Tony Blair being a part of the intelligence agency, but Vladimir Putin as well was in the high echelon of the KGB. So it appears that the major world powers over the last decade or so have been involved in bringing people up out of the intelligence business into the leadership of the nation.
That's right. And it's also been declassified that when Bill Clinton was over in England, he was being run by the CIA section chief there when he was a Rhodes Scholar. So it we see how this takeover works. And you got Bush, Elder being director of the CIA, and then, of course, his son being president.
What we have been able to demonstrate is that there is, of course, Obama did not attend Patrice Lumumba School in Moscow, a school that was founded by the Russian government to spread Marxism throughout the continent of Africa, where they picked up this nobody who was the head of the Congo, a young man at 34 years of age, made him a great hero in Russia, built a school unto him, and then sent him back into Africa, into the nations there, to recruit and to develop the Marxist ideology. What we have to be, and we can see that the KGB would do that. What we have not looked at as the American people is that the universities such as Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, and others, they bring in people from other nations and give them honorary degrees, or honorable degrees rather, PhDs or master's degrees, and then send them back into their nations. And many of these people are not really qualified to receive those types of degrees, but they are good for the propaganda of whatever it is America wants to infiltrate into those nations. And we've been able to demonstrate that as well. And Obama, again, fit right into that process.
Well, we know that Yale and Harvard almost 100% founded the OSS and CIA, and Skull and Bones was an integral part of that. It was already a private opium-dealing intelligence agency that just became our CIA.
Yes, absolutely, and at Yale in particular. And these universities have been involved in the actions of intelligence, recruiting students, because they have the opportunity to go in a benign way, as if they're about the business of education, and they can select leaders, children, or other people from other nations, and make them important and integral. And then the next thing you know, you got a nation. You got a nation in upheaval, such as what we have going on in Iran now. I would say if we were to check the number of students that have graduated from Harvard or Yale or from Columbia that are now back in Iran, you would see where the movement is coming from.
Well, no, that's actually been confirmed that these groups are based out of the U.S. and England, and then our people trained here in the West to go do that. That's what these major nations do. But, Reverend, I mean, when is the trial, and are you saying you have other evidence?
Yes, I have. Yes, I do. The trial is scheduled for the 14th of May, Alex. We have two programs going. We've got the trial going, and I need to let everyone know that this trial is not some sort of a mock or moot or kangaroo trial without any power. Constitutionally, we have the right under the 10th Amendment, if we feel that the federal government or the state government have not brought us the given us access to due process, then the rights fall to the people to proceed. And we're proceeding under that right, that we have not been given due process, and we can demonstrate that there have been cases presented to the U.S. Supreme Court that have been summarily dismissed based on a flimsy statement of whether or not someone has standing. So we're moving forward under the 10th Amendment. We believe we've got an excellent case, we've got proof, we've got documented evidence, and we believe we can convict Obama.
All right, well, let's talk about the specifics of the upcoming trial. Will it be televised on the Internet? How do we find out more with Reverend James David Manning? We're also going to open the phones up specifically for the Reverend. 1-800-25-9931.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I want to get into other issues with Reverend Manning, the Tea Parties, what Barry Sitaro is up to, but you got cut off by the break. Will we be able to watch the trial? How's it going to be prepared? I mean, how are you
going to
see?
We're not going to do any live streaming of the trial for one reason and one reason only. In order to make the trial an effective event, we need people to come to New York to put boots on the ground in and around Columbia University, because the second thing that I have not been able to talk about is that we're planning a march around Columbia University for a period of 7 days, demonstrating that they were complicit in everything that Obama has done, and they conferred a degree upon him in violation of state laws and federal laws. But if we were to televise the we've come to the understanding that people need to be here in large numbers to speak loudly to witness this issue, and at that point we can force the press to begin to deal with it in a way that's appreciable.
Now, what form of citizens' grand jury or citizens' trial is this? I mean, what? Who will be the judge?
Grand jury hearing. The grand jury took place some time ago. The indictments have been handed down both to Obama and, of course, at Columbia University. And now what we're proceeding with is a trial. This is not a grand jury hearing where only an indictment or a sense of guilt would be outlined. This is an actual trial with witnesses. I've subpoenaed to Condoleezza Rice, Zygmunt Brzezinski, Michael Sovereign, George Stephanopoulos, Wayne Allen Root. I've subpoenaed Louis Farrakhan, James Cone, Cornel West. I've subpoenaed a large number of people. This is a trial. This is not a grand jury. We're expecting to affect a verdict, and we, you never know, we're asking people in the community here in Harlem and every place else around America to participate in the trial. We expect a guilty verdict, but this is not a grand jury hearing. This is an actual trial.
Okay. I'm sorry I'm ignorant of that. That's why we've got you here, so I can find out exactly what's going on. So, how big is the jury going to be?
Well, I think the petite jury is 12 members. In a criminal case, you would need at least that many members to render a verdict, and that's exactly how we're going to proceed.
Are you going to randomly select them from those that arrive, or?
Well, what we're going to do is that we're going to go through a jury selection process. We've got, at present, I think about 60 people who have volunteered from across America to serve as jurors. And once they're here, we're going to, on the first day of the trial, the process will be to select jurors. And the defense will have an opportunity to select jurors, and we'll select jurors as well. We'll come to
and what is the trial trying to find? What are the charges?
The charges are that Obama was not a U.S. citizen, and therefore his advent at Columbia University was under the name, or at least under a foreign, if you will, national status, yet they conferred a degree upon him while he was not at the school. And that within itself is a violation of state law. He did not study there. We can demonstrate nine ways of Saturday, documented evidence, incontrovertible evidence. He just wasn't there for two solid years. What that then does is that it puts him, and it demonstrates that he was not a U.S. citizen, one of the reasons why Columbia proceeded with him and the CIA proceeded with him as they did. But once we demonstrate that he was not he did not receive that degree under normal circumstances, then a crime took place, and everything that he has done since then, having acknowledged that degree and Columbia University, they have been in conspiracy, even to the point of him being president. Because if they knew at the time that he was at Columbia that he was not a U.S. citizen, and yet they've allowed him to proceed to the presidency without they have a duty to inform the American people. And you may have noticed that Columbia was extremely silent during the time of Obama's primary and general election campaign. They've been extremely silent about him throughout the process. They have not spoken about him. And no president, Michael Sovereign, who is the president, who presently still teaches at Columbia, has not come forward and said the man graduated. Pardon me. The man is a full graduate, that he met all the requirements. Lee Bollinger, who's there. No one has come forward because they cannot come forward, and we can demonstrate it.
Shifting gears, we're about to go to break. We see the media. I had Nightline here yesterday, and they asked me, they said, your criticism of the government, aren't you concerned it's going to generate violence? And we've seen the GEICO spokesman's now lost his job for it, calling up the Tea Party saying it's going to be your fault when somebody gets killed. And we see Bill Clinton saying, there's going to be another Oklahoma City and it's going to be your fault. I really see them setting the stage for stage terror attacks here in the United States to be blamed on the American people. And I want to talk to you about the race card and how the media is starting to play it, and get your take on where all of this is going. Reverend James David Manning is our guest, and whatever you think of this trial, it's certainly going to draw attention to the fact that Barack Obama is an Indonesian citizen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Got questions for him, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going to go to Jeff and others that are holding for him here in just a moment. But before we go back to Reverend Manning of Otla.org, who's been an effective critic of Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, who's really the front man for the globalist takeover of the republic here in their final phase, I want to remind listeners that we are in an info war. We're in a big-time info war. And we have produced two new films, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, proving the FEMA camps, proving the Homeland Security takeover, with the executive orders, the congressional hearings, the documents, video of FEMA camps. It's all there in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, 2+ hours long, 30 minutes of extras on one DVD, and your purchase also makes this radio broadcast possible. And, of course, we have Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, Jason Burness' new excellent documentary, 2+ hours itself, going into the history of the globalists, their current operations, all the different crime operations, their narcotics trafficking, sex rings that they use to blackmail people. That fits into what's happening right now with Lindsey Graham suddenly backing out of open borders and the carbon tax because he was reportedly outed. And so now the blackmail doesn't work anymore. Very important information covered in Invisible Empire, both available at Infowars.com on the online video bookstore shopping cart. We can also call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And again, your purchase also makes our work here possible. You can also see both the new films in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Okay, Reverend, shifting gears, I mean, you heard my question going into the break.
I did.
So for those that just joined us, recapping, what do you see in developments with Homeland Security demonizing conservatives, libertarians, Christians, anti-abortion people claiming we're terrorists and that we're now the biggest threat? They're not really worried about Al-Qaeda anymore. Now the American people are supposedly the terrorists.
Well, I think that one of the things that we're concerned about here with the trials here in Harlem is that there would be possibly the opportunity for either Homeland Security, FEMA, or the CIA to incite riotous responses to the trial, to get the community stirred up, to oppose it, and destroy it in that, on that wise. I don't think that is going to happen. A number of people have spoken to me and stated that this is going to invoke the anger and the animus of black people like you won't believe, and you're holding it in Harlem. But Alex, I can tell you this. I've lived in Harlem for 28 years, for 30 years. I've been a pastor for 28 years. And black people in Harlem, we're not of the riotous kind of behavior that we may have been in the 1960s or even the 70s. And the reasons for riotous behavior do not exist as they once did. I am convinced that unless the CIA, and I don't think they have a lot of influence with black people, I mean, they infiltrated the FBI, infiltrated the Black Panthers and other organizations that were anti-American and were able to incite riotous behavior. I don't think we're going to have any kind of this riotous behavior as a result of this trial. I believe that what will take place is that the community will stand back and observe, listen to the truth, and make their own decisions as to whether or not this matter is true or not true. But I don't see it being a riotous incident.
Okay, to be clear, I wasn't really implying. In fact, I wasn't even thinking about your situation in New York. I was just wanting to get your overall view and see if you agree that they're really demonizing the Tea Party and anybody else that criticizes Obama, implying that any criticism is going to lead to violence, and so they're trying to chill free speech.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. Bill Maher said that the Tea Party was nothing more than a Klan rally a couple of weeks ago. The way to remove the effectiveness of the Tea Party is to demonize them, to make them a, if you will, an extreme right-wing group that's anti-black, anti-values that many of us would probably consider normal. Yeah, they are trying to do that. And how successful they're going to be depends. I was talking with Dale Robinson, who is David Robinson, who is the president of the New York State chapter of the Tea Party. And they are being marginalized. I mean, they've got infighting going on now because they've been infiltrated by FEMA and by Homeland Security and, of course, by the media as well.
Absolutely. I mean, are you concerned about false flag terror to be blamed on the American people?
Well, you know, this testing of a nuclear device in Nevada during the days of the trial, I do have some concerns about that. Our event organizer, Helen Tansey, has been following up on this and trying to find it, determine as much information about this as possible.
You're talking about NORTHCOM NLE 010. We have a new article with the latest developments at InfoWars.com for those who just joined us. Secret FEMA documents were leaked, confirmed to be real in the last month. For those that just joined us again, I'm just recapping this, where the government was going to have secret, unannounced simulations of nukes going off. Go ahead.
Yeah. And they're scheduled, slated for the days that we're planning on holding the trial. Now, whether that's a coincidence or not, I don't think so. I think that the Obama administration, the CIA, and other agencies, both national and international governments, are very concerned about what will be the outcome of this trial. They know I can demonstrate the evidence. What they're going to have to try to do is either to stop it with something such as a false flag or and let it go through and then come what may in this nation. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to try something that's a false flag.
Well, they want a false flag to demonize everybody and obviously demonize you as well. And let's remind folks, you did get visited by Homeland Security and New York Police.
They've become more sophisticated. Yeah, I did, but they've become more sophisticated now. They're visiting our church as potential worshipers, members, that kind of a thing now. And we're getting a nice flux of them coming through, but you can tell they're CIA. It's kind of hard. Once you go through that indoctrination process of being a CIA agent, it's hard to get the look out of your eyes, you know, but they're coming now. They're surveying what we're doing. They're looking for appointments to talk with me. They have not stopped in their attempts to either discredit me or to find some way to weaken me or to out me, which they've not been able to do.
All right, let's take a few phone calls here in the last few minutes we have left with Reverend James David Manning. Let's talk to Jeff in Texas. You're on the air, Jeff.
Hey, I have a couple of quick questions. First one, and I want I would like Alex and the Reverend to both share their comments on this, if it's possible. But the Obama thing, even if all this is proven, if all this, you know, he wasn't an American citizen, all that goes through, can't they just hide behind the fact that he's married to an American citizen, that he fathered children in America?
No, not under federal law. Under federal law, you've got to be natural born, meaning both parents and born here. You know, they can argue and say, well, he really wasn't born in Kenya, even though we have. In fact, cue that up. Michelle Obama, 2 weeks ago, coming out and saying that, they went back to Kenya, his home country. We've got his grandmother saying it. I mean, it goes on and on. We know what can't be disproven and what is a fact is he is an Indonesian citizen. And that you can't give up your citizenship and then become a president later. That is an absolute fact. And so it's the Barry Sitaro issue that's unstoppable. I appreciate your call. We'll get Reverend Manning's comment on this in just a moment. But let's play this short clip of her on national television saying that he went back and visited his home country of Kenya.
Which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test.
All right, Reverend Manning, his approval rating continues to sink. Everything they're trying to push through is in trouble. Your take on the state of Barry Sitaro?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. There is no way on God's earth that Obama could ever demonstrate he's a natural-born citizen. It cannot happen. The Barry Sitaro incident and being a citizen in Indonesia is absolutely correct. But the other thing I think is important is that I believe that Michelle's statement, the fist bump for Obama, regarding his homeland in Kenya was an attempt to begin to leak information because they realized the pressure that's being placed upon the administration to demonstrate that Obama is not eligible to serve. They're going to try to leak the information out and then perhaps find a way to seek the forgiveness of the American people. Now, you asked me a question. I forgot what your question was. I wanted to entertain that as well.
No, that's basically it. I've suddenly in the last 2 months seen a whole bunch, more than 10, mainly British, but some U.S. newspapers just slip it in. Oh, his Indonesian friends remember him. He's Barry Sitaro. So they're really starting to just quietly let it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And thinking that perhaps in doing so, that the American people will become accustomed to it and would be willing to move on. Now, the other thing is that a number of people are, again, stating that you just cannot remove a sitting president without, especially the alleged first African-American one, without having a major uprising in America. That's not true. It just isn't true at all. But they are leaking information, trying to. I'm convinced that the effect of this trial and other events as well are forcing them to try to destroy the information that I have. That's why I'm very current about what I say.
Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Illinois. You're on the air, Tony.
Yeah, hello. Oh, man, thank you, Pastor Manning. Thank you so much for doing this. I'm so proud of you doing this. I'm wearing my Barry Sitaro shirt today in pride, walking downtown Chicago, people looking at me and everything. But my question is, what do you plan to do if he is found guilty? Do you plan to get him and his party kicked out of the White House? Everybody that's been part of it?
Now, how will you enforce this? Because the government's going to, I understand your Tenth Amendment argument, and it certainly holds quite a bit of weight. If other remedies have been ignored, it reverts to the people under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. But, I mean, obviously they're going to ignore this, and they're going to try to ignore it in the media. If we can get it out in the media, then it becomes more dangerous for them. But, I mean, let's say you do, you know, the jury does say, he's found guilty. What happens?
the 10th Amendment, you're right, does hold quite a bit of weight in this matter. But, Alex, were I to see you committing a crime, murder, or any crime for that matter, and I reported you to the authorities, and the authorities took no action, you'd have to wonder what's going on in our nation. We're going to demonstrate at this trial, we're going to have people testifying the crimes that were committed. We're going to demonstrate, document it, that crimes did take place, and we're going to present this information to the government, and they will have to take some sort of action. But the other thing I think is critical is that if we get boots on the ground, the more people we have come to witness this trial over a period of 7 days, the more we'll have in terms of leverage to force the media to begin to deal with this. I think just having a bunch of white folk marching through Harlem, I don't care if you only got 500, is going to cause the media to want to come up and find out what's going on. But having said that, you know, if I see you committing a crime, Alex, I report you. You're going to jail.
Absolutely. Okay. Tony, I appreciate your call, and I'm glad you got the Barry Sitaro shirts that we sell that supports us financially. But more importantly, people will come up and ask you what it means. I mean, have you had folks, Tony, if you're still there, come to you and say, why does that say Barry Sitaro?
No, they were just looking at me. I'm a bald-headed Latino, so a lot of people were just, like, looking at me. But you know what? I don't care. It gets the point across. I went to they have a Wall Street versus Main Street rally today, and I went there. A lot of people were looking at me over there, but they were kind of understanding. You know, they didn't ask me questions. I would have told them Barry Sitaro is the reason why there really are no jobs. The banks bailed him out. They walked past the Federal Reserve, and they were all screaming, the banks got bailed out, we got sold out. But they don't know that Barry Sitaro took part in that.
That's what's sick about it. He's totally owned by these people, and he's proposing now this new banking regulation that gives them more power. And Blankfein, the king rat, is running around saying he's for this legislation. That should be everything we need to know. I appreciate your call, Tony. Very exciting. Let's go to Damien in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead, Damien.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I appreciate you having the pastor on today.
You bet.
First of all, there's been a lot of rumors about Obama being a homosexual, and I kind of wanted to get the pastor's thoughts on that. And, as well as Michelle Obama being a front for him, and I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, appreciate the call. Well, if he's not gay, then, he's in the minority in Washington. That just seems to be the way it goes, but...
My take on this is that I find it highly unusual for someone as striking, as tall, well-spoken, and suave as Obama for him not to have had some other woman encounter dating other than Michelle, the fist bumper Obama. I cannot believe that he could have spent his entire life and only one woman has come forward, or one woman that we know about.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not as good-looking as Obama. I mean, I'm just average-looking, and, I mean, I've had a shameful amount of girlfriends, quite frankly.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Alex. I have no comment, though.
But, I mean, seriously, that's another good point. Everybody around him is quiet. No one talks about what he did earlier in his life. And where are the other women?
Well, Alex, what we do have some people stating that they were involved in a homosexual relationship with him, one being Larry Sinclair, of course. And if you have ever seen the picture of him and Siddiqui sitting on that couch, that is a very unnatural position for two men to be in unless they are gay. And now this young fella, Reggie Love, 21-year-old, who is now Obama's very special assistant, carries a cigarette for him, shoots hoops with him in the gym. You got to wonder what on earth is going on here with this man.
Maybe he's Batman's Robin?
I don't think so. I think they're lovers, in fact. I think most people know that. As Obama, by the way, the outing of information, as you might remember, Anderson Cooper was the one who outed the information, or at least allowed Obama to leak the information that he was still smoking cigarettes, because, I mean, he's smoking cigarettes in the White House. There's just no way he could continue to hide that. Anderson Cooper did an interview which allowed Obama to gently break the information that he's trying his best to not smoke, but sometimes he falls off the wagon. I see the same thing happening now regarding this Barry Sitaro issue, that there's no way he can defend. And this trial, Alex, will demonstrate, if trial. There have been documents presented to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they've been rejected. And so, therefore, no evidence has been able, no trial has been had. This will demonstrate this man is not a U.S. citizen. The American people will then know it.
Well, I tell you, Reverend, I appreciate you spending this time with us today, and I'll certainly try to get some reports as we build up towards the citizen trial that you're having. And regardless, we'll certainly bring out these issues, and we appreciate your courage because, love him or hate him, and I happen to like him, he's got a lot of courage. Otla.org is the website. We'll talk to you again soon, Reverend Manning.
God bless you, Alec. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Godspeed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, more and more people standing up and speaking out. They can't silence us all. And, you know, will Obama be outed like the senator was, Lindsey Graham, who now has torpedoed the whole globalist agenda?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
We got Christine Ebersole coming up in the second segment of the next hour to give you an account of what happened to her over the weekend, the TSA horrors. The good news is, I'm going to cover this more after she leaves us, Merkel abandons aim of binding climate agreement. That's Der Spiegel. We also have France abandoning it. We have out of Australia. They've announced they're abandoning it. Now, they're going to come back by stealth at the local level, which they've already taken over the city I live in. It's just, I love Austin so much. It's just inhabited and run by criminals at the highest levels. So we're going to be breaking that down. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up briefly because Ted Anderson bought gold back when it was $1,050 and 60. I haven't even asked him today what he's got left at that price, if any. But now it's at $1,170-plus today, so it's up over $120 from the level that he bought in big time. That's what Ted does. And he can't always offer these, but he's been able to the last few months, where he buys gold when it's low and sells it when it's high at the old low price. And that's how he beats all his competition. We're free market people here, and it also supports the broadcast. But I will tell you, the markup on these coins, say these fifth of an ounces, I've seen it, it's $3 to $5. It's ridiculous. It's a loss leader, and you can't beat the deals. And I wanted to bring Ted up to talk about what's happening in the economy, because people need to move, in my opinion, that's what I've done, assets out of paper into gold and silver that you hold. And now is the time, with all this GATA news coming out, red-handed with J.P. Morgan Chase suppressing the price of gold worldwide, and they can't do it forever. You see it creeping up, kind of a managed retreat. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, you're describing that real well. That's what gold is doing. It's just sort of etching its way back upward again right now at $1,173 an ounce. It's seen as high as $1,175 today. And I think Bill is right about the price hitting up into that $3,000 range. A lot of economists are saying that we'll see over $2,000 to $3,000 an ounce before the end of this year. But nonetheless, whether if it happens or not, gold is creeping upward. I've been holding the francs down in price, and I still have them there at $249.68. Now, Alex, the francs have gone up $11 since I bought in at that particular price, which puts it at $55 an ounce higher if you're going to buy it at the current market level. So that's a really good buy. And then when you compound that with the fact, if you just buy one of them, I'm going to give you a full year subscription to the International Forecaster, which is $159 right there. That is just a spectacular buy. And I really think people need to be getting into the gold and silver, especially now. You can see what's going on. I mean, crying out loud, Obama's getting out there, and he's talking about how we have to be fiscally responsible here in our country. And he's the biggest spendthrift there ever was since we've ever had a president. And the debt is just going through the roof. The value of the dollar is going to reflect that.
And now they're saying they're going to take the pension funds and bail out the banks again. I mean, the dollar, world currencies are all being devalued basically in a concerted effort as a hidden tax, and people need to move into silver and gold. What are some of the other special offers you have on silver and gold, Ted?
Well, right now we also have, I'm still carrying the Walking Liberty half at $9.24, which is less than $10. That's going to be shooting up above that level. And then in the gold market, we have the British sovereigns. Currently, right now, they're at 324.43. I have a pretty good supply of U.S. Eagles, if that's what interests you. I know that we have, some gold bars.
Jones sent you so you get the lower price, or you will pay more, and still the higher price is still a great deal. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. The brokers are there to take your order, get your free international forecaster, 800-686-2237. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.